Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. And this week we are talking about economics. Economics for oneself and economics of in the world of business.
Absolutely. And this week we're talking to Wasinke Amistad Kaizen Biminde.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. He is the founder of Kaizen Rhino Solutions. It's a program that he's put together to educate people about investing and to help them invest. He's got a really interesting story. His background, he's a native of Nashville, was raised in poverty on government assistance, he said, and went into the military. And this is what I find interesting. He's 40 years retired from was in the military for 40 years, and he's retired. During that 40 years, he managed to be in every branch of the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard.
How fascinating is that?
He's retired finally, well-deserved, I would say, after that long, to White Sands. He lives at White Sands. And he's put together this program. He definitely learned the value of a hard-earned dollar, but he also learned how to make it grow. He studied banking and finance at Upper Iowa University, got a bachelor's in human services, and then he designed the Kaizen Rhino program with an eye toward helping people that aren't used to investing, that don't have money to invest, may not even have bank accounts.
It sounds like right up my alley.
Yeah, it's right up our alley. You know, investment is not something that that I often think of, but he points out that, you know, if you invest it wisely and let it grow. One of the things that he talks about, and I think this is true and an interesting point, poverty is really a generational problem. So the solution has to be generational as well. And for people that don't have the money to invest, haven't had the money to invest, and aren't familiar with it, it's hard to teach them to put that money and leave it alone and let the interest grow and grow and grow over years and then hand that legacy off to their children and break the poverty cycle that way.
Okay.
So it's a really interesting program. He has done very well at this. Not only does he have his military retirement, he said he gets he's got about $1 million portfolio built up over the years. And, you know, the interest off that, the dividends, create a very comfortable life for him, he said.
So how does one go about talking to him and feeding off of what he's got to offer?
Jumping on this bandwagon?
Yes, I'm in.
Me too. You can find him on the web at rosieslist.org/KaizenRhino. That's KaizenRhino-solutions. Okay. You can find him there and hook up with him. You can also email him, Wasinke, WACINQUE, at krsi-19.com. And he can get us hooked up.
Okay, maybe I can offer him some marketing tips in exchange for some advising tips to keep his contact information a little bit more simple.
Fit it on a business card.
Fit it on a business card. Okay, cool. Let's talk about the economic outlook with Jim Peach and Eugenio Alemán.
You know, I love this. This makes me sound like a complete economics geek, and I'll take that. Every year, Dr. Peach and Mr. Alemán provide a sort of look forward at the economy, outlook, where it's going. I'm guessing this year they're probably going to be talking about some returned income to the state from increased oil and gas sales this year. It's got our state in a little bit less of a precarious position than we were last year.
And in talking to people about the legislative session and, you know, just the economics, it seems I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from people that are feeling much better this year.
Absolutely. You're not hearing that sort of panic level come out of the roundup.
Oh, it's a lot different compared to last year.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is always a great roundup. Dr. Peach does sort of state and local. Mr. Alemán will do sort of the national global outlook. And it's really interesting. If you've never caught it before, it's worth your time. And they do ask you to register for this. And you can do it online at business.nmsu.edu/COBEvents. Or you can call Anthony Casals at 575-646-5817. And the presentation will be February 8th at the Las Cruces Convention Center.
Always a good educational opportunity to learn about the economic outlook. So thank you very much for that. Arrowhead, sending in a competitive entrepreneur to Turkey.
Interesting one. Arrowhead is sending one competitive entrepreneur to compete at the Global Agripreneurs Summit in Istanbul, Turkey, in April of this year. Arrowhead was selected as the only location in the U.S. to hold a competition as part of the Future Agro Challenge that we had a while back.
It's right up our alley.
Fits right up our alley. And the winner of the competition is a company called Wisran, W-I-S-R-A-N. It's a San Jose-based ag tech company that provides business and process intelligence to farmers. Coverage areas include heavy farm equipment, farm logistics optimization, connected farms, and farm management software. So we're very proud of him and proud that he'll be representing NMSU and the Arrowhead Center in Turkey this year.
Wonderful opportunity, Jason. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.